your giant size appetite.
And that's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa in the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Coming up over this half hour, we open up our vault as we look back at the 90-year history of the New York Giants. In our featured profile, we take a look at one of the toughest Giants, Ike Hilliard. We'll hear from him. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds as the Giants open their doors up to rookie minicamp.
Be sharp. Let's go, guys. This is it. This is what we're doing. Getting ourselves ready to go. Here we go. Here we go.
Ball.
Sit up.
There you go. There you go. Good.
Learn from it. Learn from it. Good job there. Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3.
Team. All right, so the Giant rookies get an opportunity to feel like what the NFL is about and kind of get a sense of what they're heading into as they grow into National Football League players. Now, in the third round, the Giants drafted Awamabe Odighizuwa. Not an easy name to pronounce. We posed that question, how you say it, to some of his teammates and Giants fans. Good luck, everybody.
He's from UCLA, and I'm a Trojan, so I know everybody calls him Ola or something like that. So, you know, that's all I know. I can't pronounce the full name.
Owamagadi Ogaduzio.
Owamabe.
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 Odighizuwa.
Owamagbe Odighizuwa.
Wow, man, he got me messed up. I can't do this.
I mean, we had O.C. and Riura, Kiwanuka. We had some tough names before, so he should fit well here.
Owamagbe Odighizuwa.
I'm going to call him Big O until he pronounces it for me.
Double O.
Double O.
Double O, there you go. That's your name, Double O.
What is it?
Let me hear it. Says, welcome to Big Blue.
Yeah, boy. All right, so this is the correct pronunciation of my name. Owamabe Odighizuwa.
Owamabe Odighizuwa?
Wow.
That is a crazy name. That is a crazy name.
Well, it's pretty fitting that Owamabe was the only one that got it right. But I'll be practicing as the season approaches. Owamabe Odighizuwa. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back here on the program, our legacy interview with Ike Hilliard. A lot easier to say as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. In 1997, the Giants drafted a wide receiver out of the University of Florida. His name, Ike Hilliard, one of the toughest Giants you'll ever run across. He's the focus of this week's Legacy Interview.
With the seventh pick in the first round, the New York Giants select Ike Hilliard, wide receiver from Florida.
To have your name called top 10 pick, obviously it's life-changing. And what bigger opportunity, you know, a young man can have than to play in New York City one, play for a flagship organization like the Giants.
At wide receiver from Florida, number 88, Ike Hilliard.
With the offensive-minded Jim Fossil in his first year as new head coach, the Giants had high expectations for their young draft pick.
Obviously, Coach Fossil has some success in Arizona, and, you know, he had a West Coast-based offense, and, you know, for a guy like myself being in a pass-heavy offense, you know, it seemed like a match made in heaven.
But Ike's rookie debut would be cut short in week two at Jacksonville when he suffered a season-ending neck injury.
To go in the second game of my career, to have that neck injury was pretty crushing.
Ike would valiantly return in 1998 to start all 16 games for the Big Blue, hauling in 51 receptions and 2 touchdowns.
Throws over the middle, pass complete to the goal line. Hilliard, touchdown as he reaches in. As Ike Hilliard gets his first touchdown in an NFL regular season game.
Coming back after that injury, you know what you're signing up for. You know, when you get into it, and the game was never too big for me. I was never really afraid of it.
When he came back, he was as fearless as ever, probably even more so, and he became one of the better receivers the Giants had ever had.
In 1999, Big Blue's young tandem of Amani Toomer and Ike Hilliard blossomed into the most prolific pass-catching duo in Giants history, combining for more than 150 receptions and over 2,000 receiving yards.
Looks to the end zone, wings it over the middle, touchdown Giants!
That's the guy I said.
Ike Hilliard's got it.
You know, obviously the organization gave myself and Amani an opportunity to come in and, you know, be the guys that they can lean on in the passing game. So we were going to be counted on heavily, you know, to turn some of the offensive numbers around, and we relished the opportunity, and slowly became a combination in the NFC East that people had to deal with.
Adding to the Giants' aerial assault was the acquisition of quarterback Kerry Collins, who replaced Kent Graham as the starter in Week 11.
It wasn't until Kerry got to the Giants that the Giants have gotten another great quarterback or a guy with a great arm. You had Sims, and after Sims, it was just like a desert of guys coming through, rolling in and out. Good guys, great guys, but not really great talents at quarterback. And then all of a sudden, Kerry Collins shows up, this big guy, the big arm, could throw it from anywhere, and he needs a guy that can get open. Ike had separation all the time. He could beat almost anybody in a short space, go deep. He pretty much could do it all, and Kerry loved that.
It's important, you know, for teams to have stability at the quarterback position. Kerry is still the longest tenured guy we had, you know, as a player, as a receiver. And Kerry had a unique talent of anticipating throws. He could understand and anticipate my movements.
Rolls right, looks, throws toward the end zone, and it's caught, and it is a touchdown for Ike Hilliard.
He put the ball between two defenders. Ike, great eyes, flicked the ball out of the air.
With Collins at the helm, Hilliard would have the most productive season of his career, tallying 72 receptions for almost 1,000 receiving yards. And it was clear that Ike and the Giants were on the brink of success.
We always wanted to feel like we were going to be a competitor in the East, and, you know, as we slowly accumulated more talent, we just felt like as a unit that we were on the cusp of being a team that can be in a conversation.
In the year 2000, the Giants entered a new millennium with one of the franchise's most memorable seasons. Ike Hilliard's connection with his quarterback was stronger than ever, and he would lead the team with a career-high 8 touchdown receptions.
Collins to throw again. Off the back of his foot to the end zone. Touchdown, Ike Hilliard on the post.
And in the NFC Championship game at home, Ike and the Giants would simply put on a show.
The towels are waving. The fans are fired up. 60 minutes from the Super Bowl. Will it be the Vikings or the New York Giants?
It's just cool to be on that kind of stage, you know, and being in a situation where you can give your team an opportunity to go and play in a Super Bowl.
Collins back, steps up over the middle, and he's got a man. It's to Hilliard to the 5, touchdown! 46 yards down the left side. I want to be like Ike. He's got 6.
I mean, we just got rolling. It wasn't a thing we can do that day that was going to go wrong. You know, for the triple seam to go for my first touchdown that day, and a pure option route for my second.
Looks, throws to the end zone, touchdown!
Hilliard,
Ike Hilliard gets his second of the game. The final score, the Giants 41, the Vikings nothing. Super Bowl, here we come.
It's a great, you know, feeling to have. I mean, it was definitely a fun one for me to be a part of.
Standing in at 5'11" and weighing 210 pounds, Ike Hilliard wasn't the prototype NFL wide receiver. But what he lacked in size, he made up for in heart, earning the reputation as one of the toughest players in the game.
He was tough. He was a throwback guy. I mean, he just loved playing football. If you practiced 5 hours, he'd do it. If you played 3 games a week, he'd do it. He was really tough. He was fearless.
Back when, you know, they could still hit you going across the middle, back when they would blow you up or take shots at you, I didn't care. Wherever you threw the ball, he'd go get it. He'd take the punishment, get up, and go back in the huddle and be ready for the next play. He was one of the toughest guys you would see a receiver.
Tough, clutch, resilient. In his 8 seasons with the Big Blue, Ike Hilliard embodied these attributes as much as anyone in the storied history of the Giants.
I gave the game what I could. I played hard. I played, you know, balls to the wall every day. So I just hope that people respected the way I played the game. And I hope that's their memory of me going forward.
A true Giants legend, Ike's heart and soul will always reside with the Big Blue.
You know, the saying is true. You know, once a Giant, always a Giant. And they've always been great to me, and I always have the utmost, you know, respect and love for, you know, this organization. That'll never, ever change.
We thank Ike Hilliard for sitting down in our Giants Legacy interview. Now time for this week's edition of Giants Trivia, and it's got a wide receiver feel.
Who holds the Giants record for most touchdowns scored in the season? Answer coming up after the break. Joe Morris holds the Giants record for most touchdowns scored in the season with 21 in 1985.
We thank Victor Cruz for his participation in this week's Giants Trivia. As we welcome you back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Victor Cruz, part of the illustrious 90-year history of the New York Giants. The Giants celebrated their 90 seasons this past year. We take you inside the vault at the 90 years of Big Blue football.
I'm not sure whether it was $500 or $2,500. And bear in mind, this time he had never even seen a football game. And they told him what the price was, and he said, well, he said, an empty store with chairs in it is worth that much in New York City, and that's how he became a pro football magnate.
On a frozen, snowy field.
A jam-packed crowd at the Polo Grounds in New York.
Connelly drives an inspired team.
The Giant defense rolls like a wave.
In my 8 years with the New York Giants, we were in 6 World Championship games. That's a great one. A great one.
And Triplett's blast 20 yards, all those pretty white sneakers.
The New York Giants win professional football's biggest prize, the World Championship.
Gifford leaps and crossfires a touchdown pass.
All of a sudden, here was pro football becoming a smash hit in New York.
4 blocks and Amici rockets for the touchdown. The greatest game ever played.
Veteran quarterback Y. Tittle.
Welcome to Giant Stadium.
Wind is coming out of the west at about 12 miles an hour. Wind chill factor is down to 10 degrees below zero, and it is a great day for football.
New York Giants first round selection, quarterback Phil Simms.
Just get out there and run like hell and catch it, all right? You know what I mean? Like a street game.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs and have some fun.
Just stronger than everybody else.
Still on his feet to the 30, down to the 25, down to the 20.
The Super Bowl champions are the Giants, everybody's dream in football.
Nobody can ever tell you that you couldn't do it, because you did.
And look at Otis Anderson throw the uppercut.
Back, in the air, got the distance, it is. No good!
This team is going to the playoffs.
Drops straight back. Giants on a blitz. Nam hit as he throws. Swings it right. And the pass nearly. And it is intercepted by Seahorn. He's got it on the run.
Touchdown. Come on. Touchdown. Let's go.
Throws it deep downfield. Tyree, who makes the catch. What a play by Manning. And what a catch by Tyree.
Finish. Finish.
finish.
The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots. The most improbable win.
Congratulations, Giants. We're going to the big one again.
Deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes. Manningham on the sideline. Brady's chase. Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete. And the ball game's over. And the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
We are New York. You know what I saw? I saw a little bit of New York Giant pride right there, fellas.
That's a look at Inside the Vault, the 90 years of the New York Giants. Now it's time for Off Guard as we circle back to last year's rookies.
Fresh Prince of L.A.
It's between three of them. It's either Martin, Fresh Prince, or Family Guy.
I did watch some cartoons. I liked Ren and Stimpy.
Shoot, baseball.
Soccer.
Maybe karate. I would. I got up to the fifth belt. Maybe I'll keep going and get a black belt.
Superman.
Batman.
So I really like the Hulk, and you know, he can just get out of a situation. He's got the power to do it at any time. So, yeah, that's my favorite superhero.
Good stuff in this week's segment of Off Guard. Still more to come on the program, including Papa's perspective and a little look at the hip injury as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. The Giants have one of the better medical staffs in the National Football League. Time for Hospital for Special Surgery, Sports Injury Journal. Dr. Kelly takes a look at the hip injury.
I'm Dr. Brian Kelly. I'm an associate orthopedic attending at the Hospital for Special Surgery, associate team doctor for the New York Giants. The muscle injuries, the strains to the hamstrings and the hip flexors are pretty common in the speed position, so your running backs and your wide receivers will most commonly see those. When we see injuries to the inside of the hip joint, the most common position we see that in is the offensive lineman. Probably is related to the high flex position that they're forced to be in when they get into their stance. The second most common position for cartilage injuries, which affect the labrum and the cartilage inside the joint, are defensive backs. Again, probably related to the quick rotational maneuvers that they have to subject their hips to, and also the reactive changes that they have to force their hip into when they're trying to track down a wide receiver. So for the muscle strains, a good flexibility and strengthening program is always important. This can range a wide spectrum of a recovery time, from a mild strain that can take 7 to 10 days to a severe strain, could take 6 weeks to a rupture, which could require actual surgery, and could take 6 months. For the intra-articular, the hip injuries to the cartilage and the labrum, again, depending upon the severity, these can be things that we can manage throughout the season with a period of rest and possible injections and anti-inflammatories to some cases where the injury is severe enough that they're unable to play and they require surgical intervention, and recovery from surgery for these injuries can take up to 6 months.
That's this week's Hospital for Special Surgery Sports Injury Journal. Now it's time for Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. So the rookies have had an opportunity to come to the Giants facility and get an idea of what it's going to be like moving forward, digesting a lot of information in a short period of time, being able to process things, understand NFL-style coaching, and then have to deal with the veterans and competition. Because on paper, you know, it's all about learning and trying to pick things up and understanding what it becomes to be a pro. But it's not just the rookies that are isolated. They get thrown into the deep end of the pool when they have to start competing. There's no spot that is guaranteed on any NFL roster. And just because you were drafted doesn't mean you automatically make the team. Conversely, if you're a veteran player, just because you've been here, it doesn't mean you can't lose your job to one of these new guys. So now it's all about competition and finding the best 53 for this NFL season. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course on Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. See you again next Saturday night for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.